to forget those things which are behind, reach forth unto those things which are before, and keep pressing. Keep pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He says in verse 15, let us therefore, so he's referring back to what he just taught us, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. So walk by the same rule will be our title tonight. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would use your word now in our lives as we contemplate this wonderful chapter. Lord, may you stir our hearts to walk as you would have us to walk. And Lord, as we've learned in this book already, and I pray that you would be pleased and glorified and guide us tonight. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So, therefore, he says, now that I've told you, you need to forget the past. You need to keep reaching forward for God and keep pressing. I want you to be thus minded. And he says, verse 16, we've already attained. What does he mean by that? Well, he means that, you know, there's always two aspects to the Christian life, isn't there? There's the doctrinal and there's the experiential. Doctrinal is, we're already in heaven. We're already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Experientials, we're still living in this sinful world. And we still have work to do until Jesus takes us home. So we have already attained doctrinally, but he says, I want you to walk by the same rule. Let's mind the same thing. What does he mean when he says walk by the same rule? He's talking about what he's taught us in this chapter. I want you to walk by these guidelines that I've given you here in Philippians chapter 3, seven things, amazing, that he's already given us in this chapter. First, count all earthly things as loss, right? Verse 7, I count all things but loss. Verse 10, seek to know him better. Verse 10, seek his power to serve him. Verse 10, be thankful for the suffering as partakers of Christ's sufferings. Remember that I may know him in the power of resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings. And then, verse 13, forget the past, reach to the future. And then verse 14, keep pressing. In other words, don't faint, don't give up. That's the rule I want you to walk by. Those seven things that I've taught you here in this chapter, I want you to walk by that rule. And then he says in verse 17, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. In other words, it's okay to follow others if they have a godly example. Paul says, go to 1 Corinthians 11 in verse 1. He says a similar thing. He tells us to, again, 1 Corinthians 11, 1, be ye followers of me even as I also am of Christ. It's okay to follow the example of godly people. And he says here, I want you to walk per my example. Now, we don't need to go deeply into that because that was our theme at family camp, wasn't it? How you ought to walk. Did you all get lost? It's okay. I'll ask you about it later. Anyway. We're to walk per the example. Now, family camp, we already discussed this, right? So there were six ways the Lord tells us to walk according to Scripture. We had a sermon on each one at family camp. Can you remember any of them? Just one. Walk circumspectly. There's one of them. Walk. Huh? Walk worthily. That wasn't one of the six, but that's a good one. Walk by Faith. There's one. Walk by faith. Walk in the Spirit. There's the third one. Walk in the Spirit. Walk by faith. Walk circumspectly. Walk in the Word or in the truth, remember? Walk as children of light and walk in good works. Those were our six sermons at family camp. I'm glad everybody remembered them all so well. Maybe we'll preach them the next family camp. Actually, no, I'm not preaching this year, family camp. Brother Fraser Young is. So anyway, I want you to walk by this rule. These things that I've been teaching you in this book, this is how I want you to walk. Earthly things, count them loss. Seek to know him better. Seek his power. Be thankful for the sufferings. Leave the past. Reach forward. Keep pressing. Walk in the Spirit. Walk by faith. Walk circumspectly and so forth. This is what he wants us to walk by the same rule. And then he warns us in verses 18 and 19 that there are many who don't walk as they should walk. Verse 18, many walk, of whom I've told you often, and now tell you even weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. So if they're the enemies of the cross, then they're most likely unsaved. Amen. And the world definitely does not walk according to this rule that Paul gave us in Philippians. They walk to Satan's rules, don't they? And then he summarizes that for us. But these are opposed, or the enemies of the cross. Look at Jude verse 13, if you would. And so Paul now has given us the rule, which by we're to walk by. He's laid it all out for us. And he says, and by the way, let me give you the contrast. How you're not to walk. While I'm giving you how you ought to walk, I'll go ahead and give you how you ought not to walk. And one of them is, obviously, don't be an enemy of the cross. Jude verse 13, he says, raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. The enemies of the cross will go to hell. How sad. But then he tells us in verse 19, three ways how not to walk. Whose end is destruction. That's what we just read about in Jude 13. Whose God is their belly. What does that mean? It means their lives are all about what they can get. It's about now. It's about feeding the flesh, isn't it? We're Christians. We're to walk in the Spirit. And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so we, if you go to Romans 16, 18, we are not to walk in a way to where we're feeding the flesh. And that's what he means when he says, whose God is their belly. He says it also in Romans 16, 18, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good works and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Remember, Paul tells us in 1 Timothy 6, for we brought nothing into this world, and we can carry nothing out. We brought in nothing, and we leave with nothing, from an earthly point of view. So, better make sure you're born again, amen? So that you can leave with your salvation, because you're not leaving with any earthly things. But this is how the world walks. Their God is their belly. Their God is feeding the flesh. Their God is the now. Their God is pleasure. Their God is making the flesh happy. That's one way we're not to walk. Then he says, verse 19, whose glory is their shame. What does he mean by that? He means they glorify sin, just like the world does today. I mean, behavior today that's glorified 50 years ago was considered sin and wicked. And now they're heroes, almost. How did that happen? Well, the devil's the god of this world, but we're definitely not to glory in sin in any way. Look at Romans 1:32. This is the culmination, if you will, of the sinfulness of man here in Romans 1. And down in verse 32, it says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So have pleasure also in glorifying the sins of others. And that's where we are in the world today, isn't it? So Paul says, definitely you're not to walk as if God, your God is your belly. In other words, you're not to walk as if the flesh is what counts and you're feeding the flesh. You're definitely not to walk in such a way that you're glorifying sin. He says in Ephesians 5:12, it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done to them in secret. We're just not to be about that. And then he finishes there in verse 19 in Philippians 3, who mind earthly things. Their life goals are not about eternity, are they? Those who aren't walking according to the same rule. Their life goals are about now. They mind earthly things. What can I get? How can I get more? It's all about earthly things, which, you know, we'll talk more about next week when we look at verse 20, where he says, for our conversation is what? In heaven. Amen? Our conversation is in heaven. We're here to live for then, not for now. And so he's going to give us that contrast next week. But we're not to have God as our belly. We're not to glory in sin. And we're not to mind earthly things. Look at Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2, where he summarizes for us. We're not to mind earthly things. We're to mind heavenly things. Jesus said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, didn't he? But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Focus on that. Colossians 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. So Paul says, I want you all Christians to walk by this same rule. This rule that I've been laying out for you. Earthly things, count them but loss. Seek to know Jesus better in everything you do. Seek his power. Be thankful for his sufferings. Leave the past behind. Keep reaching forward and keep pressing toward the mark. This is what he wants from us. He says what he doesn't want from us is that our focus is our pleasing the flesh. Our focus is sin. Or our focus is minding earthly things as opposed to heavenly things. That's the rule by which he wants us to walk. And then he culminates next week saying our conversation is in heaven. From whence also we look for the Savior, who shall change our vile body, and so forth. So we're to walk by the same rule. Paul's been laying it all out for us, how to walk. Very practical book, Philippians, isn't it? And this is a very practical passage. Let's walk by the same rule and mind the same thing. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word and for how clear this is for us, Lord, that you want us to focus on heavenly things. And focus on getting to know you better. Focus on your power and your sufferings. Lord, to focus on moving forward and keep pressing. And Lord, I pray that that would be our desire. That whatsoever we do all to the glory of God. Help us to walk by that rule. We love you and thank you for your word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.